So, Dr. Samuels, what do you advise for people who want to avoid jet lag?
The thing about flying is that it has a dehydrating effect on the body, and this means that you need to replace the missing liquid with lots of water.
Mm.
It's also better to avoid alcohol, as this only makes the dehydrating effect worse. So, lots of water or juice. And adjust your body clock by adopting the time of your destination as soon as possible. So even if your body tells you it's time for bed, try and stay awake until it's bedtime in your new time zone.
And what can you do to avoid stomach upsets?
One of the main causes of stomach upsets when you're in a foreign country is the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing to do is to drink only bottled or boiled water. And don't forget the ice cubes in your drink too. They may not be from a clean source of water. And don't eat uncooked food, like salad, because it may have been washed in dirty water.
I always get badly bitten when I'm away. What do you suggest for this?
Well, keep your arms and legs covered in the evening when mosquitoes like to bite most of all. And maybe wear a hat as well. Insect repellent is very useful, but you'll find the most determined mosquito will always find a patch of skin to bite.
And sunstroke?
Oh, well, obviously the most important thing is not to spend all day in the sun. If you come from a country where you don't get much sunshine, I suggest you spend only about 20 minutes or half an hour in the sun during the first day or two and gradually increase the time. And you should wear a hat, because your head is where you're most likely to catch the sun.